Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WBIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. So today we're going to talk about trains, but not the train from Scranton to New York City that we've talked about before. This time, WBIA's Roger Dupuy is here with news about a different train making its way to the Steamtown National Historic Site for a special event. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great, and I know you're very excited to talk about this.
Yes. I am very excited. Woo-woo!
So, what's on track for Scranton in June?
Okay, so it is a big deal because it is the big boy, which is the Union Pacific 4014. It is said to be the largest operating steam locomotive in the world, and it is coming to Steamtown as part of a nationwide coast-to-coast tour to celebrate the semi-quincentennial.
Okay, so why is this so significant, this locomotive and this event in particular?
Right. So, I mean, again, it comes back to the size of it. This is a big locomotive. It's very famous. It weighs 1.2 million pounds and it is 33 feet long. And it's also, you know, well over 80 years old. So this is a very historic piece of, you know, industrial architecture, industrial equipment. And rail fans are super excited to see it because it really has not come back east since it was built. Now, quick aside, Steamtown has another big boy, 4012, which is part of the same series that is on static display. So to see one and to hear it and to have the two sitting side by side is a big deal.
And rail fans, including yourself, yes.
Yes.
So what is so exciting for people who are interested in this to see these two trains together?
Right, because you haven't, right? Since this particular locomotive operated until 1961, and then they took it out of service and it sort of bounced around. It was at a museum and eventually comes back to the Union Pacific Railroad. But since those locomotives were operating now well over 60 years ago, you haven't seen two of them together anywhere. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge historic moment for folks who are into this sort of thing.
Okay, and then the big boy also has a full itinerary throughout Pennsylvania, yes? So what are some of those things that are going to be happening?
It's traveling the entire nation coast to coast, and it will be stopping here, and then it's going to be, guess where, on the 4th of July, Philadelphia, right? And after it leaves Philadelphia, eventually it's going to go on to Altoona and the famous Horseshoe Curve, which is this big railroad curve in the center of the state. So it's going to be all over Pennsylvania, but I think for a lot of folks, Steamtown being, you know, this museum dedicated to the history of steam locomotives is such a momentous place. It's such an important place for the train to be.
Yeah, and so the city told you that they're expecting tens of thousands of people over the 2 days that there's going to be this viewing. So why is this so popular, and how is Steamtown preparing?
Well, so Steamtown initially said tens of thousands, and then when I talked to them right after the announcement came out, they told me they're expecting in the first 2 days 50 to 60,000 people. So rail fans, I can tell you, being one myself, they will travel. They will go far and wide to see something that they think is interesting and historic. And remember, of course, steam locomotives are a part of our nation's history, and you just don't see them every day. So for a lot of people, it's going to be a question of kind of like following the band. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're going to follow it around. And even Mayor Paige Gagnetti said to me that she had already gotten tickets for herself and her family to go see it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where will you be seeing the train?
We shall see, because it's going to make whistle stops throughout its run. And as it does that, it will, you know, go through crossings throughout the region, including some in Luzerne and Schuylkill County, which I'm very familiar with. And I'm probably going to go down and see it down there, I think.
Okay. So if someone wants to see the big boy, how do they get tickets? What do they do?
Okay. So it's going to be in Scranton for two display days with its sister engine on June 15th and 16th. And we taped this a little bit in advance, of course. At the time we were taping, you could go to www.recreation.gov. There's no entrance fee for the park, but they charge you a $1 service fee. So you need to do that for those 2 days. But we also want you to know that the train will be in Scranton from June 17 to 30. It won't always be in a public location during those days, but if you miss it on the 15th and the 16th of June, it's going to be there till June 30th. So I think there's going to be opportunities. But definitely go to the Steamtown website, go to recreation.gov, and you'll find everything you need.
All right, Roger. Well, thank you very much. And we'll look forward to your coverage of this further.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a great day.